Hello, GWA. Instead of sleeping like a responsible adult, I thought I would do both of the talk questionnaires. So let's get started. Number one, on your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I would say it ranks either number one or in the top two, probably number one. The reason being that I find it more immersive, especially if it's one where I can react to it, if the recording is asking me to do something or asking me to beg for it, etc., etc. That does it for me. And also, there's a bit of imagination with it, whereas I feel like with regular video porn, there's just so many things that potentially you don't like, you know? And with audio, you can just have it look or, you know, oof, God, I'm not making any sense. Yes, I enjoy erotic audio very much. Oh, I should be sleeping. Number two, how long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file? Were you coaxed into posting your voice? I lurked for a few months. I think I discovered GWA sort of around the end of 2013, maybe November-ish. And then eventually I made an account and started commenting. And then I finally just decided to post something. I was not coaxed into doing it because, fingers crossed, no one that I actually know in real life knows that I post here. I have recommended GWA to a few friends. That was before I started posting. So, no one has told me, hey, I've heard you getting off on the internet. So, I'm just going to assume that I have not been found out. Number three, have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires? And will you? I haven't yet. I've been considering doing a response post to a rape audio. I haven't quite decided which one because there are so many great ones. But I've wanted to do that since I joined GWA. So that's one of them. My other ones, no, I haven't voiced them. Will I? I'm sort of leaning towards no, but never say never. Number four, which GWA recording is your favorite? Which of your own recordings do you like the most? This question is just impossible to answer. I have so many favorites. I have so many favorite posters. I just would feel bad about saying one particular recording. But I don't really have one particular recording because, you know, I have certain favorites for certain moods, so there's not really a number one. Which of mine is my favorite? That's tough to say. My first femdom slash my first improv that I posted has been, how do I not sound cocky? The response has been overwhelming in a positive way. I was extremely nervous about posting it and, well, extremely nervous about even recording it because I'd never done improv before, and the femdom stuff is really, really new to me. I just discovered it recently, so it was just, I was flying by the seat of my pants, but people seem to like it, and I feel a lot better about it now, and hopefully I'll record some more improv. I feel like I'm sounding super conceited and gross, and I apologize. But yeah, I think I like it because I sort of feel proud that I overcame two hurdles. I'm not making any sense. There's going to be a lot of me saying this, I have a feeling. Number 5. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? The cliche man in a suit, man in a uniform, absolutely. I have a weird one, which is sleeves on guys that are a little bit too long. I don't understand it, but I think it's so hot. Not where it's going over the hand altogether, but where it's just maybe hitting middle of the palm or just a little too long, probably. It's so weird, but good God. Yes. On women, I really like form-fitting dresses that really show off the curves. Yeah. Okay. Number 6. What do you wear to bed? I usually wear some kind of t-shirt. I kind of wear my fun ones to bed. My nerdy ones like Batman or Star Trek or NASA or, you know, Jurassic Park or whatever. And some sort of pajama bottoms. Yes. I'm sorry to disappoint all of you. I don't sleep naked. Number 7. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Anywhere. The couch is nice. Against a wall is nice. I've never had sex in the shower before. I don't know why I said that. I can't say if that's my favorite because I don't know. Sometimes it has to be the floor because I can squirt a lot. Okay. Number 8. Has food come into play during sex? It has not. It's not something that really interests me. And like other people have said, I feel like it would be pretty messy and sticky, and sex is already that. Number 9. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? Have I ever had a one-night stand? The answer to that is yes. Number 10. Ever had a threesome, foursome, moresome? Yes, I have had several threesomes. But I really only had sex with the woman, and the guy did his own thing. I think that still counts, though. I mean, it's still all three of us having a good time. I just usually don't do anything with the guy. I should probably change that. Actually, now that I think about it, yeah, I've done stuff with a guy before in a threesome. Yeah, good times, good times. Number 11, would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I would rather be tied up, absolutely. Yes, please. However, since recently discovering I'm perhaps a switch, I wouldn't mind experimenting with tying the knots. You know, I'm willing to try most things once. Not all, but most. Number 12. When you're nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Oh boy. come for me. That's cliche, but true. What else? God. Name calling is good. Yeah. Oof. I'm distracting myself. And I'm doing a terrible job of answering that question. I can't think of anything else for it. I'm sorry. Number 13. Do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Yes, I have multiple orgasms. However, if it's actually one after, not with a break at all, but one after another, it's just absolute fucking torture for me. I mean, it feels good, but it's just get it away. I stop touching and oof. It's just too much. But it is fun if, you know, I come and then maybe wait a few minutes and then come again. My record, I think, is 11 orgasms in one day. I think that's what I remember counting anyway. Number 14, which fantasy do you wish could come true? How do I answer this without revealing things I don't want to say? I think doing more involved roleplay would be fun. Sort of with characters, or maybe just even just costumes. Or, yeah, because I haven't really done I feel like I haven't really done proper roleplay, or at least full-on roleplay. So I think that'd be fun to just try. And I'm a big fan of rape play, so I have done it in the past, but it wasn't quite this full-on big scenario and everything, so I think that would be fun to sort of expand on what I've already done in the past. Number 15. Have you and a lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else? I have been filmed having sex, and I hope that the video stays with the people that filmed it. Number 16. Have you ever gotten so wet in public that you had to go find a private place? I have gotten extremely close to that. Very, very close. Seriously considering going into the bathroom at my work and having to come. I didn't, but oh my god. So fucking close. But then I would worry about my coworkers coming into the bathroom. And Number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Oh, jeez. I am super, super ticklish. So, a sort of light touching kind of just makes you want to punch the person. Because it's ticklish and not arousing. But if it's done right, God, I don't know. Just teasing in general is just the best. I'm not even answering this question correctly. Oh, God. I mean, the neck is really nice. I feel like I'm in the minority where I don't like things being done with my ears at all. First of all, I'm ticklish again, so it just sort of kind of wigs me out, and just no ear stuff. Number 18. How much does the size of his cock, her tits, her pussy matter to you, and why? None of that matters. It's all about compatibility, and if you're all into the same stuff, and, or, well, at least some of the same stuff, and none of that matters. Number 19. What is your idea of good foreplay? Teasing! Oh my god, teasing! Holy shit. It just kills me. Just, like, pushed against a wall, things being whispered into my ear, just, you know, just so I'm not coherent at all right now. You know, maybe hands almost in places where I want them, but not. Oh, God. Oh, teasing is just the fucking best. Number 20. Have you role played, and what is your favorite role play? Oops, I guess I kind of already answered this one. Like I said before, I have done some right play stuff, but it wasn't this huge, huge scenario. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna meet you at your place and not tell you when, and then break in, and that sort of thing. I think that's really it. I mean, I've sort of dressed up as a schoolgirl before and that sort of thing, but from what I can remember, nothing super roleplay-y, but I would definitely like to do more of that. Like, let's do some, I don't know, like, 17, 1800s, fucking full-on costumes and shit. That'd be fantastic. Like, play a red coat, and then I'll be an American, and just, yeah, I've gotten so far off topic. Oh, Christ. I think I'm a little delirious. I so apologize if anyone is still listening. Thank you so much for listening, if you still are, and I will be back with the second part. Actually, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it now. I was gonna record them as two parts. Well, I guess I can edit this if I want to do it in two parts, but bear with me, guys. Okay, part two, number one. Some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? Where else do you listen? I absolutely listen at work. I absolutely listen while driving. Usually I will listen while laying in bed. But yeah, I definitely listen at work, which is always a terrible idea because I get so fucking turned on and then I can't do anything about it and I'm distracted and I'm like hurriedly pausing it when coworkers come into my office and trying not to feel or look flustered and I don't know why the fuck I torture myself by doing that. And kind of the same thing with listening while driving, which I don't do quite as often, but it's the same thing of just like, oh, like, this is probably not very safe. Number two, have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? No. How do I answer this? I have had to end sexy times, not necessarily sex, but just foreplay and stuff. Because of just shitty medications, and it's like, hey, let's just completely obliterate your sex drive. Yay. Thankfully, I am not on that one anymore. This is so fucking TMI. Why am I telling everyone these things? Number three, if you accidentally found a very attractive person masturbating or two very attractive people having sex and there is no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watched them? How long would you watch? Oh, this one is so difficult for me because I would still feel kind of guilty. It might depend on my mood. Oh, I don't know, this one's so tough. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule out watching. Masturbating, perhaps? But I'm kind of unsure on that one. Number four, have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have relatives that you would fuck if they were not related? No and no. Number five, have you ever talked to a GWA recording? 100% yes. That is why audio porn is one of, if not my absolute favorite, because it's so interactive. I love responding while I'm listening. It's my favorite part of it. I love audios with that. So I'm trying to work that into my audios, or well, the one improv I've done so far. 'Cause I fucking love it. It's the best. It's like they're right there, except they're not. Number six. When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Well, face is an obvious one. I have a really big thing for eyes. So that's probably gonna be in the top three. Like pretty eyes just kill me. And then probably tits, because I'm classy. Number seven, have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? If you haven't had one, is it something you like to have? Yes, I have had a lap dance. It was fantastic. The girl was incredibly hot and had this amazing tattoo that was like down the side of her body, and it was all, I don't know if it was like a dragon or phoenix, or I don't even remember, but it was so fucking gorgeous. Was I wet? Probably. However, I don't really go to strip clubs as often anymore, just because I've sort of finally realized that in the end, it is just a huge tease, and you leave, or at least I leave, very frustrated. I mean, it's fun at the time, and then you get home, and you know, if you don't have a significant other like me, then it's like, well, I guess I'll just rub one out and go to bed. Number eight. Okay. How many years older than you is too old? How many years older? Maybe up to 20 years older. The age thing, as far as older, I don't have a set age. It's if I'm attracted to them or not. The age thing doesn't really matter. It's not like if I discover someone that's 21 years older, I'm like, nope, not gonna happen, 'cause it's not 20 years. Yeah, it's not too much of a concern. How many years younger than you is too young? Maybe 10. It's, yeah, the younger thing, it's just you get the immaturity there that isn't something I'm a fan of. But again, it's, you know, maybe they're mature for their age, or there's quite an attraction there. You know, as long as it's legal. Let's see. The age of consent in the US is generally 18. Do you feel that you had the majority at Jesus Christ, I can't read. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 years old to make good decisions about sex? The maturity to make good decisions about sex. I wasn't having sex until a bit later. So I suppose I did have the maturity, because I wasn't doing it. I was raised in a very conservative family, and you know, basically was told, don't do it until you're married. You'll get pregnant and everything will be terrible. So yeah, that I wasn't doing anything sexual until a few years later. Number nine, is there a sex position or a kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do but ended up doing anyway? Domming someone? I know I've talked to death about this, but I never thought that I would enjoy it. I've always considered myself a submissive since I can remember. I've always been into that. So it's a new and exciting discovery, and yeah, I'm enjoying it. I still enjoy being a submissive a bit more, but in the right mood, domming is just so much fucking fun. Number 10. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with the significant other of a close friend? Have I stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend? I don't think so. Have I found myself inappropriately attracted? I can't say that word. Inappropriately attracted and flirting with the significant other of a close friend. Yes. But, well, yeah, there's a few instances of this. One of them, they weren't really a close friend. And I'm glad I made the right decision in the end on that one, because that just wouldn't have turned out well. But yeah, there's people that I shouldn't probably be attracted to, but you know, you can't help it, right? You like who you like. But obviously I don't want to mess things up, so I shall try to behave, even though it's so much fun not to. So that is it. Thank you, GWA, if you have stayed with me for this whole thing. Thank you so much for listening.